Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, we're going to talk about phone calls and whether you either received a phone call or made a phone call. And let's face it, anytime that if you've had this experience and you've had to call 911, it's a situation.
Yeah, of course.
Now, whether you witnessed something, whether you were a part of something that was going down, but when that determination is made that you need to call 911, something probably out of the ordinary and unexpected has happened that day.
Typically.
Hopefully it did not involve your family members. Most of the time it seems like it does. Someone getting injured, you're witness to a wreck, you're witness to...
It's not good. You never call 911 for a good reason. Like somebody just sent me an unsolicited chocolate cake and it's my favorite. That's sure. Not why you call.
No, like, you guys have lived in Belltown. I've lived in Fremont for a number of years. I've heard gunshots.
Sure.
Many nights.
Yeah.
Now did I get up and call 911? No. Like, you know what I did? Got outside and went out on my balcony, looked around, see what was going on.
Yeah, I mean...
Unarmed in a pair of shorts.
Well, I mean, you just figure somebody has.
Somebody's gonna... Or nobody has, and it doesn't matter. I mean, look, when I lived in Baltimore, there was an old lady that lived about two houses down from us. But anyway, there were gunshots all the time. Baltimore's Baltimore. But the one time there were gunshots, and it is literally, like, on our block, okay? So it's not... You can hear it's about 3:30 in the morning, and this old lady opens her window. And it wasn't about calling 911. She yelled at them, and I cannot say what she said. It was expletive laden, and if you knew this woman, it would shock you. But her issue was their guns are too loud for them to deal with whatever situation they have here. So she's screaming at them just to, like, you take your ass across the street, mother effer. I'll come out there, find your goddamn gun in the street. She does not care that someone might die.
Like, right, right.
It's loud, guys. Quite. That's the general response. Like, can you do this somewhere else? Like, you want to shoot each other? Shoot each other. I don't care. Do it somewhere else. You just woke me up because guns are loud. That was her take on things.
Yep, that's great.
I always respected that. I'm like, because the thing is, it was quiet after that. Like, they kind of listened. I don't know if anyone killed anyone. I don't know what happened. But they stopped shooting as she just dressed them down, and they went elsewhere to go finish their business. I'm like, Jesus. Damn.
Yeah.
How's it getting it done?
So, in this profession, you end up, you do a lot of interviews. And when you're starting out, it's very unusual. You get very excited about just weird things.
Okay? Bad Sajak.
So I used to, I'll tell that story in a little bit. But
no, it was my first interview. I couldn't.
Oh, that was your first. Well, that was.
And I'm like, it's Pat Sajak. And he's like, man, seriously, he's very nice, but you could tell on his end, he's like, okay, calm down. Like, I don't know why you're so. I was jacked, man.
Right. Well, so my Pat Sajak.
Rodriguez.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
He called in, and then you guys had strippers in the studio that day.
That is correct.
And Tawaka.
To
me, that's a great day. So here's what happened to me with...
it was.
I mean, I end up interning, yeah.
So I worked at this radio station, and it was sold to Pat Sajak and another group of individuals, all right? So like anything else, they are in a different building across town. So we have not merged together or anything like that. I've never seen Pat Sajak before in my life. But he has now taken over the financial responsibilities while we're in what is called, in radio terms, an LMA, which is basically a rental agreement, but you're going to buy it at the end of the lease.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? So that's why when they're transferring all the crap that's legally necessary to do that, you're kind of in a holding pattern. But this guy technically is the owner. Now, he was also responsible for paying a part of my check.
All right.
Okay? So one Friday goes by, and I called Steve Hopp, the general manager. And I said, Steve, I said, I got a problem. He said, what's your problem? I said, man, I said, I don't have a check. It did not get direct deposited. And I said, man, I got to pay my rent, like,
yeah,
tomorrow. And Steve's like, well, let me see what I can do. I might have to just write you a check from, you know.
Fine.
That's fine. I'll come back down to work. I'll get the check. He said, I'm going to call the new owner. What happened was they just switched the banking with the new owners. Now the new owners have to pay. So that check wasn't going in anymore from the previous right. owners. So he says, I'll check around. We'll see what's going on. I said, no problem. So I go down to WNAV in Annapolis, and I pick up my check from Steve, and I drive home, and I have an answering machine with a blinking light on it, one of those deals with a little micro cassette tape, and I hit play, and I hear, hey, Miles, Pat Sajak here. Sorry about not getting the check to you. If you'll just go down to the radio station, I'm going to have Steve cut you one, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, this is unbelievable. Pat Sajak just got. And there was a guy on Saturday Night Live, a character named Ed Grimley.
Yeah.
Ed Grimley. Martin Short played this guy, I must say. And he would always get a picture of Pat Sajak in his living
room. Oh, God, that's right.
And he would jump up and down on his couch. He loved Pat Sajak. You know, he's kind of a Pee Wee Herman type character.
Yeah.
And he would jump up and down. He loved Pat Sajak. And so I just, of course, I start jumping around my living room. I'm on my couch. Oh, my goodness. Right. Pat Sajak. Oh, yeah. Called me.
Yeah.
I saved that micro cassette. Basically, I saved that micro.
I would have too.
Because it was just like, this is insane. This guy's going to write me a check. I might not even cash the damn thing. I might even not even paid my rent that month. Like, you know
so
what?
Was his signature on the bottom of your future
now,
check?
Yes. But Steve signed that one that day for me. But the first one I had in radio was I was working an overnight shift. And the morning guy, he had a producer. Producer came in a little bit later in the day because the producer also did the midday show. So they got there about 6:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. I worked the overnight up until Nick in the morning got in at 6.
All right.
So I did not know this. Phone call, 5:50 in the morning. It is the hotline. I'm like, oh, God. Typically this is, hey, Miles, it's Nick, man. I'm running a little late, brother. Alarm just went off and I am. You just need to hold the fort down for me right. for a minute. That was not the call. The call was like, hi, Kevin Nicholas. And I'm like, No, this is Miles, man. Kevin will be in a little bit. He should be here. Okay. Should I call back? I mean, if you want, you can in like 10 minutes. He should be in the door. Well, just put me on hold. All right, what's your name? Michael Bolton. like Michael Bolton? Because I'm 17, 18 years old. He's like, well, Michael Bolton, yeah. I'm like, when a man loves a woman, Michael Bolton? And he's like, yeah, I'm doing the interview.
Yeah, I'm Michael Bolton.
I'm Michael Bolton. Kevin Nicholas. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. Just time out for a minute. I'm talking to Michael Bolton because I'm like, I'm a kid.
Yeah.
And he's like, yes, again, it's Michael Bolton. You know, I'm like, oh, my God, this is crazy. Okay, hold on for a minute, man. I'll put you on hold. So I immediately call Kevin. I'm like, Kevin, call his house because there's no cell phones there.
Right.
Of course, I wake his wife off. She's like, he's on his way, Miles. I don't know what the problem is. Comes in the same time every day. And I'm like, Michael Bolton's on the phone, man. He needs to get here. Right. Michael Bolton. Yeah, but it was, I was walking around for a day. I didn't even like Michael Bolton. I'm a rock kid.
Yeah.
I like punk music, you know?
Still, man.
But to still, me, yeah, it's Michael Bolton. He's a massive star.
He's on MTV.
If Michael Bublé called, like, I don't listen to any of your albums, I'm glad to talk to you, man.
This is one of those things where, you know, you're young and you're starting out and you just, all of a sudden you're like, No one's going to believe this.
Right.
And no one did believe this.
Of course. Of course.
I mean, I went back home, like, Mom, guess who I talked to today? She's like, you know, Michael Bolton.
No, you didn't.
Michael Bolton? Michael Bolton? I'm like, he called in. I answered the phone. I talked to Michael Bolton. She's like, you talked to Michael Bolton. I was like, I swear to God, I talked to Michael Bolton. She's like, well, all right. Okay. Well, that's what you want to do for your living. I was like, all right.
I used to have a lady that called in, working overnights on WLIF, the light listening station. So it's midnight to 6 a.m., same shift as you, right? And the shift sucks. But this lady would call in. She determined that she thought that I had a sexy voice. Cool. Her name was Deborah. This woman would call in about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, pretty much every night. And I would put her over the speakers. I would not put her on air, but I'd put her over the speakers in the studio while I'm like pulling CDs and stuff. But the thing that she used to like to do was masturbate with her sex toys to me, right? So if you walked into the studio at 3 o'clock in the morning, keep in mind, I'm playing Cher or some crap like that, but over the speakers, you hear like, oh, oh, and I every once in a while, hey, Deborah, hold on one second. WLIF, that was the Shoop song from Cher. We're having a great time in the studio, right? Click off the music again, man, and here's this lady just losing it, man, and this would be probably 3 nights a week, 3 out of the 5 nights a week. She'd always call, always put her on, just running through the speakers, man, doing my job, doing other things. And the entire time I'm doing it, she's just getting herself off. Jesus. I'm like, this is great. Hasn't happened since.
So our inspiration for our question, we head to Florida. During the first 5 months of this year, a 72-year-old Florida man has placed 3,400 calls to 911 and pushing his now five-year total to 16,000 calls to emergency services, according to investigators, who he eventually arrested, the what they call reoccurring caller, for allegedly stalking a neighbor. Now, police last week, they got a 911 call claiming that someone was shooting an AR-15 rifle in the road outside of a St. Petersburg house. Now, when officers arrived at the home, they discovered that a family barbecue was going on with small kids playing. Now, with regards to the gunplay, numerous neighbors, they basically said that none of this is happening here. The complainant was Samuel Lee Thomas. Now, he lives across the street from where the shooting...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Supposedly happened. Police communication records show that Thomas, this year alone, has dialed police 647 times to make complaints about the neighbor's home. He has made allegations about drug sales, firearm usage, disorderly conduct, and suspicious activity. Now, the woman who is the target, who lives at that property, told cops that the 911 calls had resulted in hundreds of interactions with the police for her.
Yeah.
And she said the police frequently stop in front of the residence to make sure that everything is okay. But the neighbor frequently stops at her home to yell obscenities at her family.
Yay.
So obviously this guy is a little nuts, but the numbers are phenomenal. It was something like 640-some calls. There were complaints about the neighbors.
Just about the neighbors.
Yes. Yeah. 3,400 calls to police just this year.
It's only June.
And 16,000 calls within the last 5 years. The complaint does not detail the nature or target of the additional 911 calls, but they all come from one man, and that would be Thomas. There was no indication, by the way, of mental health issues, drug, or alcohol.
Yes, there is. 16,911 calls.
Right, calling the cops that often or reporting crimes that aren't happening. That's got to be a mental issue.
Right, like, what else are you looking for? He's called 911 16,000 times in 5 years. No signs of crazy, except that.
He is free on $1,500 bond and has pleaded not guilty to 3 misdemeanor charges. So.
Come on.
That's the scariest part is that's the fact that that is your neighbor, and when police did come to arrest him, he went after him. He went after the cops. So this is not a stable.
Jesus.
This is not a stable person.
No signs that he might be crazy. Just 16,000 calls to 911 in 5 years and attacking the police because they showed up to the call you made. Like, come on, man.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.